the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. I'm going to start out by asking you a question like I always like to do. Has this ever happened to you? You pray for something, and then it doesn't happen? Did you ever ask God for something, and then what happened? Jonathan, did that happen to you? Do you want to tell us about it? Oh, what happened to it? Okay. Jonathan had a fish, and he prayed that it wouldn't die. Is that what you prayed for? And then it died anyway. Okay, well, that's a good example. Allie, do you have one? Hold on a second, one at a time, okay, sweetie? Hold on, I'll get you one second. Go ahead, Allie. I can't hear you. You want me to come back to you? I'll come back to you. Go ahead, you. What's your name? Sa'ab. Okay, go ahead. Did you pray for something and it didn't happen? Sometimes, right, sometimes we ask God for something and it doesn't come true, right? Why do you think that is? There might be a couple of reasons for that, right? Does that mean God's not listening to us? Does that mean that God can't do what we want Him to do? What do you think? Are those reasons that that happens? George, what do you think? You can't get everything you want, right? Good. Desiree. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, Desiree said God probably thinks you don't need the thing you're praying for. Well, you're touching on something that I wanted to get to here. Just you guys put your hands down for one second. We'll come back. We'll come back to you in just a minute. You know, when we pray, we have to ask ourselves, and something doesn't come and happen the way we want it to, either something's wrong with God or something's wrong with our prayer. So maybe something's wrong with our prayer, right? That's what we believe as Christians. We believe that God knows everything, and God sometimes gives us things that either we don't understand or we don't want, or He doesn't give us the thing that we do want, and He has a very good reason for it. You know, God knows everything. He knows what we need without us even asking for it. So God is the smart one. God is the wise one. And He's always taking care of us. I'll give you an example. What if I prayed for a motorcycle and I wanted to have a motorcycle and I asked God for someone to buy me a motorcycle and then it didn't happen, right? Maybe God knows that it's not good for me to have a motorcycle. Maybe I would get into an accident and hurt myself or maybe kill somebody or kill myself, right? Maybe God knows that and He's doing what's best for me. It's not time for me to die yet. So see how God takes care of us? In the gospel today, I want you to think about what we just heard before we came out here to talk. Something kind of like that happened. Did you hear about somebody who asked for something and they couldn't get it? Who was that in the gospel today? Were you listening? Somebody tried to do something and it just wasn't working. Jeffrey, who was that? They couldn't do it. You're right. Who were those people, though? That wasn't just any people. That was somebody special. Peter? Jesus' disciples, right? They prayed for something, and it didn't happen, right? And you, like you told us, they prayed to help this boy. This boy was sick. He was possessed. He had a disease. He needed to be cleaned. He needed to be healed. And they tried to do it, but they couldn't. Isn't that amazing? So even Jesus' disciples... See, the thing is, if you think about it, sometimes when we pray, all of us, we get it wrong, right? Sometimes we think that God's waiting to hear what we want, and then he's going to act accordingly, and he's going to do what we tell him, as if God were somewhere waiting to take dictation from us. It's not really like that, though, is it? When we do that, what we're doing is we're trying to create God in our own image. Is God created in our own image? Does that sound right? No, isn't it the other way around, right? We are created in whose image, Miriam? In God's image, right? So our prayers should reflect that. We shouldn't pray to get things to go our way, but just the opposite. We should pray to make ourselves aware and to know how God wants us to be. And so then we can do something about it. We should pray to know what God's will is for us. How many of you know that prayer that goes, starts, "Our Father, who art in heaven"? Do you ever pray that one? I think we all do, I hope. There's a part in that prayer where we say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." That's telling God that whatever you will, whatever you want, God, let it be done. That's really the best we can do when we pray. And remember Jesus, when Jesus was in the garden on the night that they arrested him. Do you remember what he prayed to God? Do you remember that gospel when Jesus is afraid and he says, "God, if it's possible, Father, let this cup pass from me. Don't let this thing happen that's about to happen, if it's possible. But," he says, "not as I want it, but as you want it. If you want it to happen, and it has to happen, let it be done." Just like Jesus prayed that prayer, that should be our prayer all the time when we pray. Desiree. Okay, yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes we don't know the reason that God doesn't grant what we ask for. You know, sometimes he has a reason and it's for our own good. We believe that it's always for some good, but the hard thing is that we don't always know what that good thing is at the time, right? In my case, maybe I didn't get the motorcycle, I got to live, I didn't hurt anybody. We can see that there's something good that comes out of that. But in other cases, it can be really hard because we don't know what the good thing is. And we may never know what the good thing is. The important thing is we always just have to trust God and believe that he loves us and that he wants what's best for us. So as hard as that is to hear, sometimes that's just how it is, you know. How do we learn how to pray? Who taught you to pray? I'm assuming we all pray. Do you notice I didn't ask if you pray? I said, when you say your prayers, how often does this happen? So how did we learn how to pray? Who teaches us? Who taught you? David? Your parents, right? Your parents teach you how to pray. Anybody else? Your grandparents, right? One more, George. Your aunt. Okay. So people, older people, godparents. Remember we had Godparents Sunday just a few weeks ago? There are people who can teach us how to pray. Do you know, today in the church, we commemorate a very special person who was a monk. Do you know what a monk does most of the time? Probably more than anyone else. Peter, do you know what a monk does? Yeah, monks pray. Monks are people who live in special places. They usually don't have families, you know, husbands, wives, and children. They live with other monks, and they do nothing but pray. So they're really good at praying. So those are people who can teach us how to pray. This particular monk that we remember in the church today, his name was John. John of Sinai. And we don't know too much about his life other than that he prayed. He did something else very, very important that Jesus says in the gospel we have to do for our prayers to be good. Do you remember what that was? Prayer and what was the other word? Do you remember, Peter? Fasting, right. Fasting. That's something we might be doing now. I hope we're trying to do for Great Lent to prepare for Jesus to come at Easter, right? So prayer and fasting. Let's everybody look up here for just a few more minutes, okay? Prayer and fasting. These are the two things that monks do almost all the time. And this monk, John, did something else very special. He wrote He wrote a book. He wrote a whole work called The Ladder of Divine Ascent. Do you guys know what ladders do? Did you make ladders today in Sunday school? You did? Some of you did? Did you, Helena?
I did.
You did too, right? How many of us made ladders today? Okay, good. That's because we're remembering St. John of Mount Sinai, who wrote a book called The Ladder. If you think about a ladder, what does it look like, right? When we climb a ladder, which direction do we go?
Up.
Up, right? We all know that. A ladder is something that helps us get from one place to another place higher up, right? And this St. John told us in this book that through our prayers and through learning how to love God and learning how to really pray, where we say, God, your will be done, and learning how to fast, in other words, do without the material things and the food, the things that we think make us live, and to really be a good Christian in those two aspects, we can get from where we are now to a higher place. And ultimately, what's the highest place we want to go? Heaven, right, Desiree? Very good. So today we have St. John of the Ladder to be thankful for, his commemoration. We have our prayer life. We want to thank our moms and dads and our grandparents and our aunts and uncles and godparents and our Sunday school teachers and anybody who's taught us how to really pray. Remember, it's important that we don't pray to make God do something, but rather we pray that we could listen and hear what God wants for us. Because we are the people made in His image, right? Not the other way around. Okay. And in the gospel today, one last thing, Jesus told his disciples, only through prayer and fasting can people be healed, right? Can this little boy not have seizures and not have fits and be made well and whole like God wants it to be? So that's a good lesson for us too. We have to not only pray, but we have to learn how to make our prayers good and do them in a way that's pleasing to God. So that's about it today. Thank you for your attention. I want everybody to stand up very slowly and quietly, okay? And before you go to your seats, don't go yet. Don't go yet. Just stand here. Everybody go. We'll make the sign of the cross together, and we'll say a short little prayer. Dear Lord God, we thank you for coming together at the Divine Liturgy today. We thank you for your saints and for all the holy people who have showed us what it is to pray and to fast and to be made in your image. Please teach us to continue to pray and do the things that are well-pleasing to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Thank you.